Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you honor people? You know, if you got loved ones who you've lost, or you've got people in your life right now who you just admire greatly, who are helping you out, who are influencing you in positive ways, how do you honor people? You know, in our society, especially in the Western culture, it's so much about, you know, giving them gifts or giving them pay increases or you know, sending them stuff. But I actually want to talk about a different way that you can honor people that a lot of people from our audiences who know the story always find really meaningful. And I think it's something, if you could do it, it would be so phenomenal for an experience for your family members and for you in the future. And maybe you know the story, or maybe you don't, but in 2009, on Mother's Day, my dad was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. Now, he had been a pretty healthy guy, you know, played racquetball and went bowling all the time, played golf, and he was happy and healthy, but he woke up on Mother's Day and he's walking down the hall of the house, and my mom sees him drifting a little bit, and she says, "What's wrong with you?" And he said, "I'm out of balance, and I don't know, it kind of hurts over here on my side." And they went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "That's weird, your spleen seems to be enlarged." And they did a bunch of tests, and they found out that he, sure enough, had acute myeloid leukemia, which is the kind of leukemia that you definitely don't want. You don't want either of them, but you don't want, that one's the one that tends to take people's lives quickly. And so Dad went through a couple rounds of chemo, and unfortunately they weren't helping. And after, you know, they wanted to put him on the course of the third treatment, it was pretty clear it wasn't gonna work him and that would decimate his body. And he made the choice to go home and be at our house and in hospice care until the disease took him. And so from diagnosis to death, we had 59 days with Dad, and that was it. And I feel very lucky for those times. I had an amazing relationship with my dad, as did my family. I love him so much. And it was, you know, something, it's taken this many years for me to shoot a video about it, because I used to not be able to control any of my emotions. And I didn't speak about it that much on stages for a very long time, because it was just, it was such a huge emotional toll. Like I said, this was 2009. But one thing I was very happy about that I was able to do during that time is, when we knew it was bad and we knew we might lose him, I happened to be away traveling. I was teaching a seminar to a couple hundred people, and he called and let me know that the second course of chemo hadn't worked. And they didn't know how long he was gonna have. They were literally telling him, they were constantly saying, you have a week left, you have, you know, a week, 10 days, you know, 3 days. It just took his body so fast, because what happens is the body starts, the stem cells aren't creating the white cells correctly, and the white cells start, you know, basically hampering the body's ability to function. They're kind of mutated with leukemia, and it really takes over your body that fast. And so I didn't know if I was gonna get to see him again, if I could get out there fast enough. And so I asked him, I said, you know, Dad, can I call you and interview you? I wanna ask you some questions and I wanna record it. And he was in the hospital at the time and just recovering, having gone through the chemo, and he said, sure. I just didn't know if I was gonna get out there fast enough. So I called him back, and I used a free conference calling line. You can Google him and find a free conference line, and it allows you to record. So I called him and I recorded him. I asked him 30 questions or so about life, and I've gone ahead and posted the link to those questions below this video. And I've formatted in a way that you could ask anyone in your life these questions. And it's just about, just getting to hear them talk about, you know, what's important in their life and what did they learn, you know, when they were young and in adolescence, and how did their mother or father influence them? What did they learn from their parents? What did they, what did their grandparents want them to carry on? What do they want you to know after they're gone? What do they want your brothers or your sisters to know after they're gone? What values do they want to teach? What do they want you to remember when the times are dark? I mean, just advice from this person that you love. It was my dad, and he gave unbelievable advice. I mean, unbelievable advice. And, you know, I would say out of everything I own in my life now, this is the most treasured thing I have, is this recording of Dad. And it's just him talking about life. And it took me a long time to be able to listen to. I still listen, if I listen to, I still, as you can imagine, completely get emotional about it. But at the same time, I find it, empowering and inspiring, and it connects me back to him. And it's meaningful to me too, because while you're watching me on video now, or you're listening to me in whatever format, you know, I grew up with my dad, his generation, we just didn't have any video. I mean, I literally don't have that much existing video of my father at all outside of like a wedding. So this is one of the few remaining recordings I have of him. And, you know, it was a 2 or 3 hour conversation. And it really inspired me. And one of the things he said in there is the reason I'm shooting this video. One of the things he said to me, I was asking, what do you want us kids to always remember? And we were talking a lot about it. And he just said a few things, these 7 things he was always telling us in some way or another throughout our lives. And he was demonstrating, and he'd say them, but he just kind of strung them together in this thought. And I keep returning to it over and over and over again. And his 7 sort of legacy statements for us were: be yourself, be honest, do your best, take care of your family, treat people with respect, be a good citizen, follow your dreams. And those 7 things, which are really his values and who he was in so many ways, and he said a lot of amazing things on the interview, but those things I carry with me. And I've perpetuated over and over and over. I tell his message to all of my audiences. I've shared that on a little quote card on my Facebook page before, and it literally got 40,000 likes. 40,000 likes in like a week. You know, I mean, I don't know how many times it's been shared now, but you know, literally hundreds of thousands of times, been seen by millions of people, and it's something that like, it stunned me. And it reminded me that one of the best ways that we can honor somebody is to carry forth their values, but to communicate them. Not to just live them, not to just have them, but to share other people. Maybe you had a grandparent who inspired you, and you should tell people about that grandparent and what they told you about life and how to live a good life. You know, I think there's not a lot of conversation, amazingly, in our culture broadly and at an individual level about what does it take to live a good life. People don't talk about that as much anymore. You know, personal growth in terms of an industry seems to be declining because now people can just get something for any time and everything's so immediate. Less people reading books in that genre, less people engaging, it seems like. And I'm blessed to have so much, of a wave in this area of personal development now with this YouTube show being so successful and my Facebook show, you know, Facebook thing taking off and my email list, you know, exploding in these last couple of years. But I can share you, it's like what makes those things meaningful is trying to share meaningful advice with people, meaningful insights. And I think you can do that. And I think there have been people who've inspired you. And the more that you tell their story and tell people explicitly and directly, this is what they taught me, the more we carry forth the legacy of those before us for future generations, the more we become standard bearers of what a good life is. Because if no one's talking about it, and if no one's communicating values as much anymore, we start to lose that. And I think what's happened is generation after generation has sort of, failed to hold the line of high standards in humanity. You know, we're getting more and more lackadaisical with anything's okay and celebrating idiots on television and celebrating angry people and celebrating the smart, bitter comment that jabs somebody versus talking about, you know, what's it take to be a good person? You know, what's it take to live the ideal life? And obviously I've dedicated my life to that. This whole thing is about living your charged life. What would that feel like? Well, one of the things to live a fully charged life is to honor the people in your life. Now, I encourage you to interview them. Go ahead and completely steal my interview form down below and call somebody you love and interview them on that. I think you'll be surprised at some of the things you'll learn and some of the tidbits they'll give you, you can remind yourself. I carry them on my wallet. You know, I think about these things because they give us sort of a guideposts of behavior every day to live up to live into your highest self, to live into those ideals and those values. But you know, there's lots of ways to honor somebody. If they're still with you, you know, sometimes just literally it can be as simple as calling them, take them out to lunch and just sitting them down, looking them directly in the eye and say, you know, I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you sharing how you've impacted my life. I just want to spend a few minutes with you telling you why you made such a difference for me. I want to share with you the values that maybe you never told me, but I just see them in you. There's some. That your strength and your positivity or your hope or your belief in me, you might not know it, but it carried me through days that I didn't think I could make it through. You know, what you have told me, I'm gonna carry forth. What you helped me do, I'm gonna go help more people do. It's in that perpetuation of goodness that we hold the line of the best that is in humanity, and I encourage you to do that. It could be as simple as writing a letter to someone and just professing to them, this is why I love you and care for you and admire you. It can be as simple as shoot a video and send it to them saying, hey, you know, I just wanted you to know the impact that you're making and I'm gonna carry it forward. The number one way to honor someone is to carry their voice and their values forward every day through your behavior and explicitly through stories and advice and guidance of other people. I think that is the ultimate way to honor people, more than the fanfare of a fancy gift, more than the fanfare of if you got a great employee of just giving them a raise, but to really celebrate somebody's words and their noble character and what they have to share with other people. That is a magical way to make a difference, to perpetuate the goodness in humanity, and to celebrate and honor somebody who's made a difference in your life.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this.
US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.